HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
These teams that you make on this app, are you even winning?
Not yet.
It's better to win on Cricket Bazi contest.
Watch Cricket Bazi on HD Smartcast YouTube channel and win exciting gifts on the daily Cricket Bazi ka Bazigar contest. Cricket Bazi on HD Smartcast YouTube channel. Click on the bell icon to never miss a chance to win. Subscribe to HD Smartcast for more podcasts.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
As the second wave of the COVID-19 outbreak in India continues to touch new highs in terms of daily cases, the positivity rate, the proportion of cases returning positive for COVID-19, is still rising in every major state in the country despite testing record levels, according to an Hite analysis. This suggests that this wave is yet to peak and that daily cases may continue to grow in most states, at least in the near future. The country, meanwhile, is testing at the highest rate ever. In the week ending April 22, India, on average, tested 1.56 million samples every day, the highest ever. And this number is increasing. On Thursday, for instance, the country set a single-day testing record with 1.74 million samples tested in 24 hours. In fact, in the past month, every state has improved its average rate of testing. That is even more worrying. A rising positivity rate as tests increase is the worst possible scenario from an epidemiological perspective. A panel of medical experts reaffirmed their support for Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine, setting the stage for regulators to allow use of the shot to resume. The Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices voted 10-4, with one abstention, to back the vaccine, opening the way for the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the Food and Drug Administration to lift a pause on the shot that was put in place after reports of rare, serious blood clots among recipients. Regulators put dosing with the vaccine on hold 10 days ago to gather more information. The agencies could decide to resume use of the vaccine as soon as Friday evening. The FDA will include a warning statement with the shot about the risk of clots, which have primarily been seen in young women. The Delhi government on Friday flagged the possible excess use of oxygen by some hospitals, as per guidelines prescribed by the Government of India, and directed hospitals to urgently carry out an audit in this regard. The government, in an order issued on Friday, also said that it will maintain a buffer stock of oxygen cylinders and liquid medical oxygen, LMO, for use in extreme critical situations. The directions came amid a severe shortage of oxygen in city hospitals, which have been left overwhelmed by a surge in COVID-19 cases. The US has defended curbs on exports of raw materials needed by India to make COVID-19 vaccines, while German Chancellor Angela Merkel was critical of the slowdown of vaccine exports from India against the backdrop of a record spike in coronavirus infections in the country. The position taken by the US State Department and the German leader caused consternation in New Delhi, though there was no formal response from Indian officials. India has raised with the US the need to lift restrictions imposed on the export of critical raw materials and equipment several times since February. On February 5, US President Joe Biden invoked the Defense Production Act to restrict exports of raw materials to boost domestic vaccine production. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar raised the matter with the Secretary of State Antony Blinken when they spoke on April 19. The same was also taken up in Washington by Indian envoy Ranjit Singh Sandhu. Hundreds of farmers protesting three agricultural laws at five sites on Delhi's borders said they would not call off or draw down their agitation despite record COVID-19 infections paralyzing the country's health system. On Friday, farm union leaders summoned more peasants to join their movement. Gurnim Singh Chadhuni, a key farm leader, on Friday told Hite he did not believe that the country was facing a pandemic. In any disease, there are naturally at least 2% deaths, as with coronavirus. Does that mean these are pandemics? The tragedy is that the government did not prepare with adequate oxygen and beds, Chadhuni said. Public health experts have partly blamed large political rallies following state elections and religious gatherings for surging COVID-19 numbers. If coronavirus infections break out at the farmers' protests since last November, it could risk hundreds of lives, they said.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
HT Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.